Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. To mark International Women's Day, we go back to the 1992 Olympics and a performance by the rower Silken Lauman, whose strength and bravery made her a national hero in Canada. She's been speaking to Simon Watts.
It's the summer of 1992, the final of the women's single-scull rowing competition at the Barcelona Olympics. All eyes are on the Canadian, Silken Lauman.
Sitting in those starting gates, I was absolutely filled with adrenaline and ready, and also quite calm. You know, I had all these cameramen and women on my dock. The dock was almost sinking, and I remember having enough of a sense of humor to think that was kind of funny. And then I was just thinking. I was thinking about that first stroke and feeling it in my body and visualizing it and breathing deeply to calm my nerves and my adrenaline and just be aggressive and strong for that first stroke.
The world's media were wondering whether Silken Lauman could pull off an amazing recovery. Just 10 weeks earlier, she'd had a horrifying accident at a regatta in Germany. Silken and her fellow rowers had been on the water warming up as they waited to be cooled for their races.
I started an all-out, full-power 20 strokes, and on the fifth stroke, I heard a crash, and a men's pair from Germany had collided into the side of my boat. The next sound that I heard was this scream, this yell, this very deep yell. The rower closest to me was screaming, and I thought he'd been hurt, so I looked at him, and then I realized he was actually looking at me, and that's when I looked down, and I could see the bone in my right leg. The muscle had been shredded and rolled down right to my ankle.
And what did you feel in that first moment when you saw the injury?
I couldn't believe that this was my leg. It was almost an out-of-body experience where I was looking at my leg and thinking, I don't want this bottom part of my leg to fall off. You know, I didn't know where it was attached. And I thought, if I fall out of the boat, I'm going to drown. Like, how am I going to stay in the boat?
And what happened next?
The safety boat drove me to the dock. They had an ambulance waiting. And I'll never forget the look on my team manager's face. He just looked at me and he went completely white. And I could just see on his face how serious this injury really was.
Once Silken reached hospital, she had one question on her mind. Would she have to miss the Olympic Games? The initial diagnosis of her German surgeon was not encouraging.
The splashboard had shattered, really driving 200 pieces of wood into my lower right leg and shredding the muscle and breaking the ankle and doing some nerve and tendon damage. So that was the information that I got when I got to the hospital, as well as the doctor there telling me that I wasn't going to row at the Olympics and I would walk with a slight limp.
And how did you feel about that when you were told that?
I don't think I really believed it. I thought, this doctor doesn't know me. He doesn't know my body. He doesn't know how strong I am. You know, I couldn't grasp the doctor's words, you're not going to the Olympics, because that is something I had literally dreamt about every single day for over a decade.
Silken needed 4 operations on her damaged leg. Determined to get to Barcelona, she began lifting weights and using an exercise bike while she was still in her hospital room. Her surgeon realized he was treating a very determined athlete.
When I did do exercises and started to rehabilitate within almost hours of the first surgery, he didn't tell me not to. I also visualized my body healing every single day. I could imagine blood going to that damaged tissue, because in those first few days after the surgery, the doctor thought that the majority of the muscle that had been affected would die. Every day they would cut a little bit of dead tissue away, but the majority of my tissue survived. And then our team doctor, who did know me, he came from Canada and he looked at the injury and he really thought, you know, yes, it's a terrible injury, but I think maybe we could make some adjustments to the boat. We could do some things that could maybe sort of make it possible if everything worked out perfectly.
Remarkably, it did. In just 6 weeks, Silken Laumann was back on the water.
Here I was, still using a wheelchair, massive skin graft on my leg, and I could not walk without pain. I got into that boat with some help. There were a few adjustments to take some of the strain off my broken ankle. And I was pushed off the dock, and my boat floated away from the dock. And I took that first stroke. I dropped the oars in the water. I pushed with my legs, and I lifted my blades off that water. And I felt like I was flying on water again.
So it was like the pain had almost gone away.
In that moment, I wasn't thinking pain. I was thinking, oh, I feel normal. I feel strong. I was so excited to be on the water again.
After only a month's practice, Silken got to the Olympic final in her special boat and with her injured leg heavily strapped. Her big rivals would be from Romania, Belgium, and the United States.
I flew out of the starting gates. I was with everybody else. It was probably 500 meters into that 2,000-meter race before I really looked around and saw that the Romanian was ahead. But I knew I was with the rower from Belgium, and the U.S. was on the other side of me. And then for that next 500 meters, I really didn't think about my leg. I mean, I wasn't, oh my goodness, my leg hurts. I was just focusing on my posture and getting my blade out cleanly. And then as I approached the 1,000-meter mark, which is the halfway mark, I felt absolutely exhausted. And that was a scary feeling. I had never felt that way before.
To her horror, Silken saw her Belgian rival pull away into second. Then it looked as though she might also lose the bronze medal.
The American, Anne Martin, who's a fabulous sprinter, very tough racer, she went through me and she then was in third place, which would meant I was in fourth place. I just remember thinking, I'm not coming in fourth. I have worked too hard. Tenth would have been better than fourth. To just have missed a medal would have been devastating at that point. And now there's 30, 40 strokes to go, somewhere around there. And I just lifted the stroke rate up. It was just this sheer desire and will to get to that finish line and to win a medal. And I crossed the finish line. I didn't have any oxygen going to my brain. I didn't know how I'd finished. Maybe 30 seconds after the race was over, I lifted my head and I could see the scoreboard. And it was only reading the scoreboard that, you know, it read gold, Romania, silver, Belgium, bronze, Canada.
And how did you feel at that moment?
Relieved. I just felt, oh, I felt so relieved. And I felt that smile coming, just that sort of, that happiness that, oh, I did it.
The bronze made Silken Laumann a superstar in Canada. 4 years later, she returned to the Olympics, winning a silver. To this day, her leg injury still causes her pain and prevents her from walking normally. She's just published her autobiography.
Sporting Witness was written and presented by Simon Watts. For our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.